Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about touch points. So working in the health and fitness industry for about 20 years now, one of the things that I've discovered about our human bodies is that the greatest way we can understand the way our bodies work is to think of them as the body of Christ. And one of the most effective ways that I found to get the body to open up, to be more flexible, but also to dramatically reduce the amount of pain you're experiencing in your body is something that I call touch points. It's one of the simplest, most effective ways that I've found to help in those areas of our body, to just get the body to relax, to get the body to reduce the amount of pain in an area. It's very simple. It's very easy to do. We're going to talk about it here in just a few minutes, but this idea of touch points. So we're going to get started with prayer. And if you're new to us here, we always start these daily communions with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still and to examine ourselves and to get our hearts and minds prepared before our time of communion today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Now, Lord, I just thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people everywhere we go and hopefully all over the world, Lord. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So part of that prayer that we pray every day, that God would stretch out his hand to heal and do signs and wonders, keep us from evil and pain. One of the ways that he can do that today is we're going to be talking about these touch points. But before we get into that, I know you're probably wanting to know, what are these touch points all about? But there's some steps that we have to take first. We got to get our hearts and minds positioned to be able to receive this from God. First step, let's get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son. And that transfer happens because of the forgiveness of sins, happens through the forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness and grace and love must be received from God. But then it's got to flow through us. We got to get ourselves out of the way. We often beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and put all this pressure on ourselves for the ways that we know we've missed it. We haven't lived up to our own expectations. Giving that same grace and love and mercy to yourself and then letting that flow through you to other people, where you give them the same love and grace and mercy and forgiveness that God has given you. Which means we got to let some things go. This is how we begin to walk in the light, to live in the light. We got to let some things go that we've done to ourselves, we've done to other people have done to us. We got to let some of those things go. And then we got to begin to magnify that light so that it grows brighter and brighter on the inside of us. And magnifying that light is simply a matter of focus, simply a matter of what you choose to focus on, to think about, to meditate on, to ponder in your heart, to talk about consistently. What are you magnifying in your life? And we have two options. Really, there's only two. We can be focused on goodness, light, love, God. We can be focused on all the things that are going well. We can be focused on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can focus on those things and begin to magnify them and talk about them and meditate on them, ponder them, and treasure them up in our hearts. Or the alternative is we can focus on darkness. We can focus on evil. We can focus on all the things that are wrong, all the things that we can complain about, all the things that we could gossip about. We can focus on those. And whichever one you begin to magnify and to meditate on is going to begin to grow bigger on the inside of you. There's no end. There's no limit to how big it could grow on the inside of you. Begin to magnify that light, choosing to focus on God. Yes, there's going to be problems. There's going to be issues. Jesus said, you know, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Which one are you magnifying in your life? Which one are you focused on? So just taking a few minutes here, writing down a few things that you're grateful for. Thanksgiving and praise. One of the greatest ways to keep our hearts and minds positioned in the light. And then you can begin to focus on what's going well in your life. What steps forward have you taken? What ways have you seen God already come through in your life? Often we get focused on how far we have to go and it looks big and stressful and overwhelming. And we get focused on darkness when we do that. But what steps forward have you already taken? What progress have you already made? How far has God already brought you? And then which one we're magnifying is going to begin to show up in our emotions. Our emotions are going to give us feedback, letting us know what we're focused on, letting us know what we're meditating on and pondering in our heart. It's going to come out as the fruit of our lips and in our emotions. So just paying attention to our words and our behavior and our feelings that we're having on the inside is going to give us some very valuable feedback on areas where we're choosing to focus on darkness rather than trusting in the light, trusting in God. It's going to give us some very valuable feedback. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in magnifying that light. I'm not wavering. I'm single-minded. But often the problems come and we begin to look over here. We begin to magnify those and begins to steal our peace and our joy. And God has given us this supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's like a light switch. Either that's on and flowing in our lives or it's not. As we begin to magnify that light, that peace begins to grow. As we get single-minded and focusing on Him, that peace begins to flow. But sometimes we get distracted and it shuts off the flow of that peace on the inside of us. And it's an indicator of that. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me, that He's right there with me to help me, to equip me to do the things that He's called me to do. Which leads us to our next question. What do you know to do today? Often we get stressed out and overwhelmed because we're thinking about all the things we're going to have to do, all the things that we're not sure how to do yet, all the things that we don't know what to do yet. What do you know to do today? Make it very simple. It's probably a list of just a few things. What do you know to do today? Probably some things that need to be done, maybe around the house, administratively, in your workplace. Probably some things you're like, you know what? I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. I keep putting it off. There might be some things that God is stirring, some bigger projects on the inside of you. But maybe you haven't got started because it looks big or overwhelming or impossible. And usually whatever God tells you to do doesn't look possible in our own strength. How could you begin to just take some steps forward today in the things that you know to do and then executing them the right way, not grudgingly, not moaning and groaning and complaining, but executing them with peace and joy and confidence in God because He's with you. You don't have to do it alone. He's right there with you to equip you and to empower you and to anoint you to do the things that you know to do, but to do it in His strength, to do it in His power, and begin to execute today at a high level. I believe you begin to do this. You stay focused on the light and you begin to execute today the things that you know to do. And you focus on doing it cheerfully because God is with you. You're going to experience a massive shift in how your days go. And then there's one more important piece that we have to add on to this, staying tuned into him as he begins to course correct and navigate our lives. He's trying to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restrictions. And it's his voice that he uses to lead us along that path. So taking a few minutes to get still and to listen. If you need to pause the recording, you can. But taking a few minutes to get still and to listen. What's he speaking to you today? If you're just asking him this very simple question, God, what's the most important thing that you're trying to teach me or show me today? Just taking a few minutes to get still and to listen. Whatever comes to your mind, write it down. One of the most important parts of this journey with God is recording your journey, recording your steps of faith, recording the lessons that he's teaching you. He's going to begin to stack one lesson on top of the next, on top of the next, on top of the next, one foot in front of the other. And he's going to begin leading you to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. Now, one of the areas he's going to use to lead you to that place of freedom without the restriction is called touch points. Now, I had my own personal training gym for about 15 years, worked as a personal trainer for about 20 years, and I still do some work helping some people. And one of the most powerful things that I have ever learned about our human bodies is our human bodies are just symbolic of the body of Christ. And one of the concepts I've learned is something that I call touch points. If you're ever feeling bound up, your body is not free. It feels tight. It feels overly restricted. It feels bound up. Or you have pain in certain areas of your body. Touch points are so simple, so easy to do, but one of the most effective things that I have ever found. So I'll give you an example. Anytime you are doing a stretch, a movement of any sort, and there's some kind of pain, there's some kind of restriction in your movement, just taking one of your fingers and just literally giving it a light touch wherever the pain or restriction was. So let's say you do a set of push-ups and then your shoulder, there's some tightness or pain or clicking or popping or whatever it is. You just take one finger and you give it a light touch. We say, how hard do I have to touch it? The same, your body works like a touch screen on a phone. So the same pressure that you would use to touch your phone screen to open your email icon or open your favorite app or whatever it is, the same pressure that you would use, give it a light touch. That's it. And then repeat the exercise. Do it again. Do the stretch, do the exercise again. And almost always it will be diminished. The tightness, the pain, it will be diminished quite a bit or completely gone just with one touch. As an example, I was training a younger guy just this week. And he was having some foot pain. He said, every time I do this stretch where he takes his leg up, he said, his foot just hurts. And so I said, just try something for me. He didn't even touch his skin. He touched it on his shoe, on the outside of his shoe, on the bottom of his shoe, where it was hurting. I said, just touch it right there. He said, it was through my shoe. I said, it's fine. Don't worry about it. He touched it. I said, try the stretch again. And he kind of looked at me. He put his foot back. He looked at me. He said, what just happened? The pain was completely gone. 5 seconds later, with one touch on the outside of his shoe, not even touching his skin, gone. Why are these touch points so effective? Here's my thinking on this. Now, God began to teach me this at one point when I was doing my own stretching and found some tight, restricted areas. I didn't have any scripture for it, but I found that it was working. And then all of a sudden, God began to teach me some scriptures about this and some ways to think about this concept related to our bodies being symbolic of the body of Christ. So one of the first ones, there's a scripture that Jesus tells the religious leaders, you load these people up with burdens, but you yourselves are not willing to touch those burdens with one finger. You're not willing to touch those burdens with one finger. So here's what I want you to think about. The body of Christ. You got parts of your body that are crying out in pain. They're saying, hey, I'm bound up. I'm restricted. I'm having pain. And Jesus senses that pain. He's the head. He senses the pain and he acknowledges it. And he comes over and he gives it a light touch. Now think about it. How much power does Jesus have? He doesn't have to mash it and grind it and destroy it. Just one simple light touch from him that just says, you know what? I acknowledge you. I heard you. I heard your prayers. It's okay. Just rest in me. That one little light touch, that gentle touch. We often think of the harsh God, the harsh Jesus. We cry out to him and he comes and just smashes us. And if you look in the health and fitness world today, Most people, the world has taken this approach. Where something hurts, you mash it and you grind it and you stretch it till it hurts. And you wrap it up and tie it so tight you can't even get any blood to it. That's the world's method. God's method, he's going to come in, he's going to say, I'm just going to give you this light touch. And just let you rest because it's all going to be okay. So one more verse I want you to think about today. As we talk about this concept. So we're coming into a time of year where we're coming into the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement starts the evening of September 15th, goes to the evening of September 16th in this year of 2021. And the Day of Atonement was the one day of the year when the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and could make atonement for the sins of the people for the year. The one day he could go in. He had to take a lot of special precautions to go in there. And this day is a reminder for us of this verse of Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. No longer are we dependent on a high priest here on the earth with animal sacrifices. We have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched, notice, touched, with the feeling of our infirmities, but in all points, touch points, was tempted like as we are, yet he was without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. So in those areas of our life, I believe this is happening not just in our physical bodies, those areas of life. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you feel tight or bound up or closed in or hedged in, restricted. There's pain in areas of your life. Maybe it's in a relationship. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your finances, your money. Maybe it's in your physical body. You can call out to him and he's going to give you that light touch because he knows what it's like. He was tempted in every way. He was tempted in every point. He knows what it's like. He's been there. He understands. He's going to reach out to you and give you that light touch. And you just stay focused on him and relax. Focus on him and let that his grace and his love just allow you to relax and to rest in him. And we can come boldly to him and find the mercy and the grace that we need to help in our time of need. So we're going to take communion over this and just a time today to be receiving this from him. Number one, that he's gentle with us, that he cares, that he understands, that he knows what it's like. As we call out to him, we give, we roll over the cares of these things to him. Just the symbol, you know what? He hears you. He acknowledges you. Rest in his love, in his steadfast, unfailing love, his love that never fails, and that nothing is impossible with him. Nothing is impossible with him. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the way you designed our bodies to be symbolic of the body of Christ and all the mysteries and secrets that are hidden in that you are revealing to us, Lord. I just thank you for that. I thank you for your touch. That Jesus, you are tempted in all ways, and you are a great high priest. So you're reaching out and touching us, allowing us to just rest in your grace, rest in your love. We can find help in our time of need in you. We just thank you for that, Father. We just thank you for your unfailing love for us and your mighty works. And that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he told his disciples, take it. Receive. That he makes you right with God. He makes you holy. He makes you perfect in God's sight. That he understands that he is your great high priest, making you right in God's sight, that he understands what you're going through and he can help give you help in your time of need. We just thank you for it, Lord. I ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes all this possible. That we can have this covenant relationship with God, where we can know him. As we see his grace and his love, and we feel that flowing through us as he reaches out and just gives us that light touch, that gentle touch of him, that touch of faith, we can find rest for our souls in that. And we can know him. I believe as we see him coming through in these areas, helps us to know him better, to know his heart, to know his intentions, to know his love for us that surpasses all understanding. Just to know him more and more. We just thank you, Lord, for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. Two ways you can do that. You're having pain in your physical body. Give it a light touch and then repeat the movement again. Test it out. See how effective it is. And then any areas of your life that you have feel bound, you feel restricted, you feel not free, you have pain in those areas of your life, give it to him. Give it to him. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Give it to him. He always hears you. He will acknowledge you, and you'll feel that touch from him, allowing you to rest in that area. You might not see a shift in what happens on the outside immediately, but you're going to feel that rest and grace flowing in that area. And then it's simply a matter of time before things begin to shift. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.